Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Dana. I'm an alcoholic and I'm sober today. How do we keep an open mind on spiritual ideas? Well, this was something I had a lot of trouble with when I first came into AA. You know, I'd see the word God in the steps and, you know, God in the Serenity Prayer. And it was like, oh my God, what have I gotten into? I don't believe in organized religion. I don't believe in Jesus and the whole story, Mary, you know, getting pregnant without having sex. That whole thing to me was just, you know, ridiculous. So when I saw all this, I thought, oh my God, what have I got myself in for? I don't know if I can do this. Anyway, it didn't take long for me to understand that in AA, it's actually not a religious program. It's a spiritual program, and there's a massive difference. You know, it's got nothing to do about religion at all. It's spirituality in the sense of, you know, we need something else to help us. I know myself with my own story. You know, so many times that I tried to stop on my own, just everything I did, you know, the lies that I would tell my family. And those times when I lied to them, I wasn't actually lying to them at the time because I actually truly believed it. When I would tell them that I was sorry and I promise I will never drink again, I actually really believed that. But inevitably, you know, I'd end up with a drink in my hand again. So for me, keeping an open mind on spiritual ideas is really, really important because what I've realized is that I can't do this on my own. There is absolutely no way. I have tried over and over again and I've made the biggest mess of my life. The only way I can get sober and stay sober is through AA. But there are things in AA that I need to do. You know, obviously there are the steps. You know, there are meetings, there's a fellowship, that kind of, you know, side of it. But one of the most important things is having that contact with a higher power, some kind of higher power of your own. So what I needed to do was I needed to get really, really, really honest. I needed to be honest about my story. I needed to be honest with the fact that I cannot drink. And I needed to be honest with the fact that I can't stop drinking on my own, that I need help. So, you know, that's where AA came in and everything, you know, obviously I couldn't do it on my own. The other thing too is that I find this is also a message of hope because for me to actually be open-minded about spiritual ideas, the way for me to do that is to look around and see all the people that have that spirituality, all the people that have that contact with their higher power. And, you know, looking at their sobriety, that's what I wanted. So I had to start praying to something that I really didn't believe in, but I knew I needed to have this contact with a higher power. So pretty much for me, that's where it all started. I started praying to something that I didn't believe in, and little by little, tiny things would start to happen, tiny little miracles in my life. My life started to change from the person that I was when I first walked in those doors all those years ago to the person that I am now. There is absolutely no comparison. You know, I'm a part of society. I have a fantastic job. I work with alcoholics and drug addicts in the Aboriginal community. I absolutely love my job and I wouldn't be here now if it wasn't for my higher power. So for me, I needed to open my mind. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.